The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Niamh O'Reilly is with me, the freelance journalist. Niamh, you're not a hugger, no?
No, I'm not. I'm not a hugger. But I have to be quite specific about what I mean by that. Like, okay. I'm not a hugger where I just like will hug, you know, sort of casual acquaintances or kind of work colleagues. I like to reserve my hugs for, I suppose, their intended purpose, like to show genuine, you know, love and affection and real emotion. And I just feel like hugs have become this thing where we almost feel obliged, you know, when we meet up with anybody in the flesh, that we have to sort of go in for this awkward kind of fake hug, air kiss kind of combo. And it just feels really hollow to me. And I think hugs are really, really important part of life. I think COVID really showed that to us, how much we missed hugs and human contact with, yeah, you know, those that we loved, we were separated from. Some people didn't get to hug, you know, people at their last moments, things like that. So hugs are really important, but I think they need to be sort of genuine affection and sort of consented to contact rather than just something we lob in, you know, willy-nilly.
So was there a post-COVID overcorrection, do you think, that we were so starved of it during COVID, we're all mad hugging each other?
I don't know. Like, I don't think we've gone crazy now on hugging, but I do think like there are people who are huggers. And I think we all know people who would hug literally a lamppost given the chance, you know, and I don't think it comes from any sort of bad place. They love hugging. And whenever, you know, they run into anybody, maybe they haven't seen someone in donkey's years and like, oh, Jace, how are you? And they throw their arms around you and hug you. And it's for them, it's genuine, you know, show of emotion and affection, but it's not always reciprocated. And I think people do have personal boundaries. And that's probably another thing COVID taught us. You know, maybe it's not so nice to have people queuing right up, you know, beside you and breathing down your neck anymore. And we do all have personal kind of boundaries. And I think it's perfectly acceptable to respect those without, you know, viewing it as some kind of a rejection. You know, if you don't want to hug someone, it's fine. It's not a rejection of you.
How do you stave off the hug if you see it happening? Do you stick out a hand for a handshake very quickly? Is that it?
It's really awkward, Kieran. I think we all have, you know, experiences where people have gone in for hugs and maybe we've kind of like stood back or vice versa. And it gets really awkward. And then you give a hand, or then like someone's coming in and they want to do an air kiss and you're like, oh God.
Oh, sorry. I don't even know. Yeah, the air. There's so much politics.
I hate that. Oh, and you get stuck in the middle sometimes and you're just like, I want the ground to open up and just swallow me up. This is so awkward.
If you just started kissing people on the lips when they went in for it, they'd soon stop trying to air kiss you back.
They probably would, in fairness. Yeah. I haven't tried that, but hey.
Yeah, well, that's free advice for you there now, Niamh. So the other thing, you know, that I notice has kind of become the norm almost is that the old-fashioned kind of handshake is almost now relegated to kind of a business environment. Everybody else, they do this kind of high handshake, and you see footballers, you know, footballers never shake hands before matching. They do the kind of half high five handshake thing, and then they lean in and kind of nudge shoulders, like some sort of kind of Polynesian shoulder kiss. I don't know what it is.
It's nothing. And again, this, I think all of these kind of fake faux hugs, they just dilute what an actual hug is. And like, for me, it's not that I'm not a hugger. I love hugs with my children. Like, there's nothing nicer. I think any parent out there will agree, especially when your kids are little. There's nothing like their hugs. Like, my four-year-old will run from the back of the room and head my direction, you know, for a massive hug. And it's lovely and it's so gorgeous. But like, you know, I would never get that sort of feeling from hugging, you know, some person that I work with and I don't, you know, see from this day to that. And we happen to meet up, you know, at a work do or something. I don't feel like we should be obliged to hug one another. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yet there is kind of this, there's almost an expectation that you have to go in for sort of this half, as you say, like with the footballers, this weird sort of half hug thing. And it's totally fine. Like, people don't have to touch one another to express, you know, a greeting unless they want to. And I think with kids as well, it has really taught me lessons about consent. And like, I'm nowhere near the time of talking about consent with my kids, in, you know, in a sexualized way or anything like that. But I think you know, if they don't want to hug someone, they don't have to, you know. And I think we can all remember times where little kids are told, you know, go over there and hug Uncle John, or give Auntie Mary a kiss and say hi there, or whatever. And kids are great, little kids, like, because they will just tell you like how they feel. And if they don't want to do it, they'll just say no, you know, or maybe the shyer ones will kind of hide behind your legs. But they're giving signals in no uncertain terms that they don't want to do this. And sometimes they're forced to do this. And I just wonder, what is that teaching them?
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like, because I tell you to, I have to just disregard your boundaries and you have to go and hug such and such because I've told you to.
Well,
so I think, you know,
there's an important lesson there maybe in teaching consent. But if nothing else, Niamh, people listening to this who know you won't try and hug you the next time they see you. So that means there's been some value in the conversation.
That's good. I can dodge all the dodgy hugs.
Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist. Niamh, listen, great to talk to you. As always,
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.